Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelli along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, we were talking about the MVP race and Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley, and I agree with you. I think Saquon's going to win Offensive Player of the Year, and it'll come down between Lamar and Josh Allen. Now, I think a lot of people might say, well, Lamar had great success, but didn't he have Derrick Henry?
No, and that's why he got better numbers. I truly believe that.
And that helped. As you always say, less of Drew was better.
Lord.
Because of the fact that you could run the ball. I think it really helped Lamar out this year with Derrick Henry. Same way, not maybe to the same extent, James Cook, of what he means to the Buffalo Bills.
Well,
as
that's why Coach Brady messed up not giving the ball more
Bob,
to James Cook.
He
had 85 yards rushing. No, Mike. He didn't call a good game against the Chiefs to win that.
In the second half especially.
Did you see on that option pitch how James Cook did not go down on that fourth down? His elbow didn't hit and he put his hand out. He crossed that ball. That was an outstanding run. I mean, they both benefited from outstanding running backs. The only reason why I think we got Chiefs fatigue. We got Lamar Jackson fatigue.
And I think for some people that is accurate.
Right, Mike, because look, he's threw a career high right under 4,200 yards passing, 41 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions. His quarterback rating was right under 120, 119.6, which led the NFL. He was first-team All-Pro for the third time. He also ran for 915 yards, 4 touchdowns. Okay, then what did Josh Allen do? Okay, Josh Allen, he threw for 3,700 yards. 28 touchdowns compared to Lamar's 41. Okay, now you might say the supporting cast, but he had 6 interceptions. Lamar had 4. His quarterback rating was 101.5 versus 119.5. He ran for 531 yards. Now, he did have 12 touchdown runs, but he ran for 531 yards. Lamar ran for almost 1,000. So if you just go by, you know, the
numbers, it's Lamar.
And the thing is, what Lamar has done, when you look at the numbers, when he's won MVP before, he's actually better this year than when he won MVP 2 previous seasons.
I think the closest race, and I think this will be razor thin too, other thing will be on the defensive player of the year. Because you can make a strong argument.
Saints players are involved. Ex-Saints players.
Zach Bond. T.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt.
Miles Garrett.
Trey Hendrickson. Trey Hendrickson led the NFL with 17 and a half sacks. You look at Miles Garrett. He's the reigning defensive player of the year. He had 14 sacks for the Browns. Look at Zach Bond. Zach Bond, he went from mostly a special teams guy with the Saints to all of a sudden he's all pro in his first season. What the hell? Are we not coaching him or something? That to me is mind-boggling. And you look at Trey Hendrickson, that'd be a question to ask, Mickey Loomis and Dennis Allen in hindsight. Now, what the hell we're doing with those players, considering the level they're playing at? Sean Payton loves this. Patrick Surtain, the all-pro cornerback. I'm like, he allowed just 37 receptions. He had four picks, and his opposing quarterbacks, you know how you got to be hovering around 90 or 100? His opposing quarterbacks, their pass rating was 61. They did not have success throwing in his direction. And then, like you mentioned,
you talk about a shutdown corner, and it gets brought up a lot. He's legit.
He's number one.
He's a legit shutdown corner.
Now, not so much. The Redskins, or I should say the Commanders, wish they had him versus Lattimore. And all Lattimore wanted to do in the playoff game, pick a fight. And A.J. Brown, right, you saw that out-of-control situation? No, Lattimore's been a disappointment for Washington in that trade. Yeah. No, Mike, he might turn it around next year because he has the ability. But he kind of disappointed what he brought to the table for Washington.
One of the things we had Kelsey Nicole Nelson, who covers the Commanders, was he had such limited time in practice. Okay. You just can't flip it like a switch.
It's the NFL, yeah.
Man, listen, this ain't high school or college.
Deion Sanders could flip it. That was one player that didn't have to practice, and he could flip it. I saw him in one game. Henry Ellard was like Pro Bowl, All-Pro, whatever. Henry Ellard with the Rams. I'm telling you, Deion didn't even have no equipment. He's playing baseball with the Braves. He comes to the locker room right before the game. They're just giving him his equipment. Henry Ellard caught like one pass of 14 yards. And he ain't even practiced like covering.
Okay, but
nobody.
They ain't those type guys. One or two fingers in our lifetime that could do something
right,
like
no,
that.
No, that's why I tell you. But AJ Brown, how confident all that? They're like all of a sudden they're like, oh, okay, the Lattimore, he's tough, he's all right, but he ain't gonna punk us. He ain't gonna punk us. I mean, the bottom line. And then Lattimore is probably the greatest cornerback in Saints history.
Ain't no problem. That. He was the greatest. Yeah. And I think a lot of it, too. One thing with A.J., he spends a lot of time watching film. He saw what Mike Evans did him.
Yeah, get in his head.
And basically, he was trying to bait him into doing it because he knew he wasn't close to 100%.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.